Hi there. The word for you today is be careful what you say. In Proverbs 10:32, Solomon says the lips of the godly speak helpful words. You know, your tongue can be a source of great blessing. It can provide people with two things they need. Let's look at each. Number one, wisdom. The mouth of the godly person gives wise advice. The lips of the godly person speak helpful words. Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, "You've heard me teach many things. Teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to in turn go ahead and pass them on yet to others." So pass on what God has taught you to those who need guidance and are hungry for knowledge. Don't be pushy, but don't be timid either. Share with them what God has shared with you. They say if you give a man a fish, he will live for a day, but if you teach him how to fish, he will live for a lifetime. Getting the idea? Second thing that you provide people with is correction. Now, nobody enjoys being corrected, right? But the Bible says, Proverbs 15:31-33, and I quote, "Listen to constructive criticism, and you will be at home among the wise. Reject discipline. You only harm yourself. Listen to correction, grow in understanding, for humility precedes honor." Nobody likes to risk rejection by being a truth teller. But, again, Proverbs 27, verse 6, you can trust a friend who corrects you. Now, three important principles apply here. Let's look at each of them. Number one, first, you've got to speak truth on the basis of friendship. If you haven't proven yourself, leave the truth-telling to somebody who has. You have to earn that right. Second, truth-telling isn't a license to go hunting. A true friend cares about your feelings and speaks the truth to you in love. And third, appreciation will come, but be prepared, it may be delayed. Listen to this scripture. Proverbs 28, verse 23, the New Living Translation. In the end, people appreciate honest criticism far more than flattery.